Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about shrinking Docker images. It's amazing how much bloat we can trim, even for seasoned devs.
I'm all ears. Why is image size such a big deal anyway? Disk space is cheap, right?
Not so fast. Every megabyte impacts storage costs, deployment times, scalability, and even security, especially with Kubernetes. Think cargo ship versus letter delivery. You don't need all that extra baggage.
So, where do we start trimming the fat? Any low-hanging fruit?
Absolutely. The base image, switching from Node Latest, over a gigabyte, to Node Alpine, got us down to 250 megabytes. That's an 80% reduction with just a few characters. Alpine is like a minimalist Supreme OS, perfect for containers.
Impressive. But will it work for every project?
Alpine might have compatibility issues with native modules, but most popular images have minimalist variants. You could also use the full image for development and a minimal one for production. And don't forget about distroless images from Google. No OS at all. Truly bare bones.
Okay, base image optimized. What's next?
Speed. Rebuilding everything for every code change is a waste of time. Layer caching is key. Copy package JSON first, then the code. Dependencies change less frequently, so Docker can reuse cached layers. Same principle applies to requirements.txt for Python.
Smart. So order matters in a Docker file.
Absolutely. Most stable layers at the top, most frequently changing at the bottom. Three things invalidate the cache. File changes, Docker file instruction changes, and changes to any previous layer.
Got it. So what about all the extra files that sneak into our images?
Oh, Docker ignore to the rescue. Exclude unnecessary files like node modules. This significantly reduces build context and speeds things up, especially for large projects. No point copying files you'll just reinstall inside the image.
Good point. Anything else?
Let's talk about layer squashing. Multiple run commands don't save space. Each layer is immutable. So even deleted files still exist in earlier layers, taking up space and posing security risks. Combine multiple commands into a single run for a leaner image.
So, cleaning up should happen within a single layer. Makes sense.
Exactly. And now for the pièce de résistance, multi-stage builds. After building your app, you only need the distribution files and a way to serve them. Use a separate, smaller image, like Nginx for that. Everything from the builder stage gets discarded, leaving a tiny final image.
Wow, that's powerful. Any tools to help us navigate this complexity?
Definitely. Dive lets you explore image layers, and Slim can minify images by up to 30 times and even offer security analysis. I highly recommend it. In fact, Slim helped me get the final image down to just 10 megabytes.
From 1.2 gigabytes to 10 megabytes, that's incredible. Any final thoughts?
Remember, optimizing Docker images is a continuous process. Every little bit helps. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you in the next one.
Goodbye.